Peter Schweizer on Devin Archer's testimony, the noose is tightening. By Breitbart News on August 1, 2023. With Devin Archer spilling to the House Oversight Committee about the Biden family's sketchy foreign business deals, Peter Schweizer says in the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast that Democrats and the White House are running out of plausible defenses. This starts to get real hinky for the Bidens. It's really troublesome for them, Schweizer says. The noose is tightening, because I haven't seen any evidence pop up that counters this narrative. That Hunter Biden and his business partners were cashing in on Joe's political influence, and that Joe knew. Devin Archer was the missing piece, says Schweizer, who has been investigating the Biden scandal since 2017. Archer was Hunter Biden's main business partner throughout the entire period of 2009 to 2018 that is under question by the committee, setting up many of the business entities and shell companies that are at issue. His testimony to the committee investigating the Biden family's business dealings had been sought for months, and delayed four times. Archer and Hunter Biden met while both were students at Yale and remained friends. Archer was a fundraiser for John Kerry's 2004 presidential campaign. In 2009, as Hunter's father became vice president under President Barack Obama, Devin Archer and Hunter Biden began setting up businesses. Archer set up the Rosemont Seneca Companies, which would do deals with China, among others. When Hunter Biden was given a seat on the board of a Ukrainian energy company called Burisma and owned by a corrupt oligarch, so was Devin Archer. Interestingly, a third partner declined the same invitation. Chris Hines, the stepson of John Kerry, strongly warned Mr. Archer that working with Burisma was unacceptable. Mr. Archer stated that he and Hunter Biden intended to pursue the opportunity as individuals, not as part of the firm, a spokesperson told The Washington Post. Archer was later convicted in connection with a bond scheme that swindled money from the Oglala Sioux Indian tribe. Burnham Asset Management, the company behind that fraudulent scheme, was chaired by Archer. Hunter Biden was the vice chair but was not named in any of the charges. Schweizer notes that this seems yet another example of a two-tiered application of justice when it comes to the Bidens. Schweizer notes that he has spoken to Archer and says, he feels angry and burned by Hunter and wants to spill the beans. It seems to me that he wants to simply tell the truth. I don't know Devin Archer, but I've talked to him on the phone, probably for 10 or 15 minutes. And my view is that he believes he's innocent. I'll let the evidence there speak for itself, but he feels angry. He feels like he was burned and he wants to be honest and transparent. As Eggers summed up, it's another brick in the wall. To hear more of the Drill Down podcast, click here.